Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ramble.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm Matt, sitting here with Maggie.
Hello.
We have Rainey on the ones and twos.
Hi.
And today we have a very special guest. You might recognize him from many a Try Guys video. Johnny Cakes.
Hey, woo! I do recognize me for many a Try Guys.
Yeah.
That's how I lead.
I mean, now. What else? You've been in Netflix's Is It Cake? You've probably been on many people's TikTok algorithms.
Unfortunately, my apologies. Yeah.
like always a joy. Anytime you like show up on my newsfeed, I'm like, Johnny.
My brother said the popularity of Is It Cake is a sign that Donald Trump's going to win again.
Is it just kind of like dance mobs?
He was just like,
what
you
kind
know,
of sorcery is that?
You know what I mean? I think he thinks that, like, you know, it's like Don't. The sign of like a brain dead society. But it's hurtful.
Ouch. That seems mean to you.
I'm
sorry
know.
Not to get political. And also, sorry, Netflix. I loved Is It Cake, okay? But like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think he's saying, like, oh,
the world
and I have
is
gotten
ending.
A lot more conservative people following me. So when I post something,
no way,
gay,
is it the
like,
baking community?
What? And I'm like, babe, are you kidding me? You didn't know, you know?
Well, we're happy that you're there to kind of, you know, put the baking community into
you
pull it a little bit more.
Community a little gayer.
Yeah, that's what exactly. Yeah. How did you fall into baking, Johnny?
It's a great question.
Are you like a professionally trained pastry chef?
Did you
like did you go to culinary
baking,
art school?
No.
Wow. It's happened.
You were just
born that way.
I was just born with it. No, I was not born with it, and I was actually like later in life. Came upon it. I was a failed actor, as we've discussed
failed
on many
actor.
Many a Try Guy videos.
I was gonna introduce you. I was like, Johnny's a multi-hyphenate. If you did stand up acting, I feel like there's a lot of people who are very talented and like cook and bake, but don't necessarily have.
You're very sweet.
Thank the you. Pizzazz.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So what kind of acting did you want to do? You failed from.
Yeah. So I was like happy to do whatever. Like I was auditioning for whatever I could. Mm-hmm. I was like, but it was sad because I was like not getting anything good. I was like auditioning for like yet another like non-union Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Mm. So like, I was just like, what is this? This is not what I want to do. I like doing like character silly work, but in college, all my theater professors were like, they never liked me very much. You know what I mean? As an actor. But they did say something that I thought was nice, which was like, we're more interested in like you than like the character you put on. And I was like, well, that is sweet. Thank you. Yeah. I'll accept that compliment. But as a student who's trying to be like a Chekhov, you know, character or something like that, it hurt me. I was like, what am I doing wrong that all these other people aren't doing? So then I moved out here and I worked all these odd jobs. I was a tour guide at Universal. I was a nanny, whatever. And the kids I nannied and I loved watching Nailed It. Where everyone's
Nailed
shitty.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I was
what is that show?
So Nailed It is a cake show on Netflix show on Netflix where people are bad. Like they choose people who are bad bakers. And so I was like, well, I loved a few things. I loved that we all sat down and laughed. Like it was mm-hmm. fun to watch people baking and fun to watch people failing. And I loved that the show celebrated failure. So I was like, well, I'm a failed actor. What am I going to lose? So I started baking for the kids I nannied. Mm. And
oh my gosh.
And then I quite quickly was like baking more and more, kind of getting okay at it. And then a year after I started baking, a friend of mine who worked at Duff's, you know Duff, Ace of Cakes?
Yes.
Ace of Cakes, yeah.
He was supposed to do Without a Recipe birthday cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't do it. So he told Rachel, like, hey, I have this friend named Johnny. He's new to baking, but like he's good on camera.
Wow.
Rachel texted me and I was like.
I did not know this.
Yeah, I didn't know this either.
I was a recommendation
from
because I had only
Duff?
Been baking.
Himself?
Right. No. Sorry, not Duff. Not Duff. A guy who worked for Duff.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But...
Same thing.
Yeah, Duff's right-hand man.
Exactly.
So Rachel was like... sorry, this is a long story. Wow. It's like this book.
Well, we have to set the scene.
Okay.
Yeah. We're setting the scene. We're character building.
I'm also super interested. So you were good on camera. Like, you had been baking on camera, or you had been baking... Like, were you filming yourself baking?
No, not really. But I had been baking, and I had been, like, doing, like, some acting jobs here and there, right?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So they were like, he'd be good at it, even though he's new at baking. So I judged, and I felt like such a fraud.
Really?
Because I was like,
What were you judging?
It was birthday cakes.
Birthday cakes. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And, I mean, Rachel tells a story, like, yeah, I was just like nervous about it. One of the guys at the time asked on the episode, like, what is a pound cake? And he asked it to me because I was the expert, and I was so new to bacon. I was like, they're gonna know I'm a liar and a fraud.
You could tell them anything; they can believe you.
Probably
just tell the editor later. Just cut that part out.
Yeah. No. I mean, it was cool because you guys were very patient with me, and like it all worked out. It was fun, but. The crazy thing is that, this is such a long story. Okay, so how to get into baking? Is that the question, how to get into baking?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So then the pandemic hit, and I was like, everybody's at home baking sourdough. And I was like, well, I'm going to get good because I need to know what a pound cake is. And I want to,
You're going to set yourself apart too, because you're not just making bread like everybody else.
Okay.
Stand out.
So I was like, all right, during the pandemic, I'm going to get good at hyper-realistic cakes. This is before it was a cake, obviously.
You were just like, chose that. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is what I want to do.
Because you're like, already
I
want to
do bunk cakes.
Already moving in that direction. I didn't want to do bunk cakes. I mean, bunk cakes are great. We love bunk cakes, but not for me.
You wanted hyper-realistic.
Hyper-realistic.
So while everyone was at home making sourdough, I was making hyper-realistic cakes. And then that's when like TikTok blew off. It blew up. So I was like, well, I should start posting on TikTok. And so the first 2 years of the pandemic, I like grew my audience. And now I feel like, you know, I can come on a Try Guys episode and judge and like actually know what I'm talking about.
Your credentials.
Wow. You're like self-made, Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, the internet is a very powerful tool. There's a lot. I went to YouTube University what I call it, because like there's a lot.
I mean, look at you now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you can learn how to do everything on YouTube.
Truly.
You know?
Have you ever learned a skill? Have you guys learned skills?
So many things.
Yeah. Or like little things. Like if you need to change your sink faucet head or something, you can.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Exactly. I just used YouTube University for my toilet was leaking.
What'd you do? And you fix it yourself?
It was like the bidet, like the attachment was just plastic and it was just like busted. So I was like, YouTube, how do I do this and like open it up so it doesn't like squirt all over me? So then I looked it up and I did it. I'm a professional. Call me for your contracting needs.
Multi-hyphenate. All your bidet needs.
my one task.
Do you recommend the bidet?
I like it.
You do?
Yeah. I've had different ones. The first one I had was kind of weak. It was like the pressure was not so great. Stream. I wanted to make sure.
I don't know.
You don't?
No.
Wow.
Here's my question about the bidet. Okay. I get it. I get all the advantages. What do you do after you use it? Because aren't you like
ripping
wet with what?
A little bit of toilet paper.
But the problem is, not that much. We all know what wet toilet paper does. Well, maybe we don't all know this, but wet toilet paper beads up.
Well, you're not like aggressively like getting in there.
You just sit there and air dry.
You pat. There's some of them that have fans. I'm not that fancy. I just
fans.
Have, yeah, there's certain toilets that come with like warming fans. Yeah, so you wouldn't need pat.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, we got it during the pandemic because there was a toilet paper shortage. So I was like, I'm gonna get a bidet.
That is so smart.
Yeah.
Self-sufficient.
There you go.
Wow.
So anyway, YouTube University.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Love so it. You started making just when you were kind of perfecting your craft with the kids that you were nannying.
Yeah,
you were just making regular cakes.
Yeah, at the start, I remember making...
Or traditional cakes.
Yeah, I made some really crappy ones. I made one that, like, had candy all around it, like M&Ms and, like, peanut. I brought you guys cupcakes, by the way.
Oh,
I don't know if you eat cupcakes, but...
I love cupcakes.
Chocolate Nutella, or vanilla with chocolate ganache and Nutella filling, and I brought raspberry filling and chocolate ganache.
Why are you so nice? We invite you on here, and you just, like, treat us. You're so sweet.
I wanted to come. I was like, I need to bring cake. I feel like people expect me to bring cake and like I don't a lot. And they're
really?
We shouldn't have invited him.
I feel like I've had many of your cakes.
Oh.
Birthday cake. And then, what do you mean? You're making that face like, oh.
Keep telling me. Keep telling me which
ones. No. Zach's birthday cake. Zach got a cat's cake that we collaborated on meeting outside and surprising him with, which was amazing. And then I ate the hat cake at Candid Competition that you dropped off. That was vegan.
The hat cake?
It was like a hyper-realistic version of
his fries. You're getting them mixed up. Hat cake was for the live show.
You are correct.
The Candid Competition was a vegan cake, but the problem is there are always the vegan ones, which is fine. Like, we love our vegan friends.
Is it much harder to make?
No, but I think they're not as good as my other ones.
Not as tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Well, one of the things that you said on a different interview show was that you are also focused on like flavor and texture. Mm. Mm-hmm. What tips and tricks do you have in terms of like vegan cakes or just like your regular?
There's actually, I shouldn't knock vegan cakes. One of my favorite cupcake recipes is a vegan vanilla cupcake recipe. Because you can use like, there's so much stuff. Like oat milk is basically as good, if not better, I think, in baking. But
But everyone has like what they focus on. Cause I follow a lot of bakers actually on Instagram because I love watching people make cake. I'm fascinated by piping.
Eating with your eyes.
Yeah. And there's one baker that I follow was like, follow all these like vegan bakers cause I keep getting requests for vegan cakes and it's like not my specialty. Like I just am not good at making the frosting and getting it the way that I like to.
Vegan frosting stuff.
Is it?
That's the hardest part. The cake itself actually is like kind of the same to me.
Oh, okay.
But it's the frosting that it's always overly sweet because I don't know why.
Because you have to use so much more sugar to make it
using
taste
sugar oil. And like non-dairy butter, like margarine or whatever. Yeah, it's just
like
find,
oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like oil and sugar.
So it's like oily frosting. I get it.
But tips and tricks. I believe that. Okay. So I think you need to have in a cake, you need to have like a fluffy light cake layer, but you also, the thing that really sells it is either a filling or like something like,
a layered cake.
Ooh.
Yeah. Saying. Yeah. Layered, but like I like to put in
like a curd
or a filling, like a custard filling or something like that, which actually is what
jams.
I have on these. I have jam in one and like a custardy type filling in another.
Yum.
It's Nutella ish. And then a textural difference is kicks it over the edge. Cause you don't want cake is so boring texturally that you need a bite.
It's all kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. So like on these, I put Oreos on some of them and sprinkles Oreos. On others. You want to.
Yeah. I love that.
You want the experience.
Crunch.
The whole texture experience.
Yeah. Yum. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Do you just want to add a lot of things to one cake?
You just throw a bunch
of
shit.
You can't just throw a cake in the oven these days. You got to like.
You
do a lot of stuff to it.
You can. And sometimes like a simple loaf cake is delicious. But I'm just saying, like, I always want my pastry with a coffee, with this. Like, I like to feel
different.
Like a Thanksgiving
more is more.
Plate.
Yeah.
You know, but in one.
Smorgasbord.
A party. Mm-hmm. A party.
Wow.
What? Okay. So how do you even, you're making traditional cakes.
Yeah.
Then you start making hyper-realistic cakes. Where do I go to, let's say I want to make a crock? Cake, which I've seen that you've made before. Like, I don't even know how to mimic. I don't even know how to mimic.
I don't want to eat a croc.
The texture. Why not?
Oh, that's my favorite cake ever.
Oh, that's so gross.
It looks so satisfying sinking your teeth into that.
I love gross.
I don't want that.
I love plungers. I love shoes. I want to do a traffic. You know what I want to do?
A traffic.
You know what I want to do? This is going to be a big one.
A bidet.
Whoa. A toilet?
Wait. Brilliant. Maybe for your birthday. That's a great idea.
Wow.
Maggie's bidet cake.
Wait, can you imagine you might have to fix it? I want to do
it. And
then
it can actually squirt. You know, you can like
squirt
the water.
Actually brilliant.
Be great.
There's actually in baking, in the baking world, there's been a big drama over a toilet cake.
Why? I feel like it's so easy when you're thinking of like hyper-realistic
cakes.
No,
like two bakers had a drama.
One was too realistic.
Well, because like,
one
you know,
smelled too bad here, or like,
here's the thing, like, you know, the internet's a very powerful tool, but also it's like, you know, people can steal work a lot.
Competition. Mm.
People. And like with hyper-realistic cake making, it's really hard for us hyper-realistic cake makers because I don't own the Polaroid camera, right?
Right.
I can't. They own this.
Right.
So if I made a Polaroid cake and then next week you made a Polaroid cake, I couldn't be like, hey, you stole my cake. Because you'd be like, well, no, I just made a cake of this thing that's existed for forever.
Yeah.
Even if you did kind of steal it.
Wow. Copied. Okay.
Yeah.
That's copy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As opposed to an original design. Like, it's much easier to, like, copyright, like, a wedding cake design than it is like.
Right.
Well, I also, because I was watching one of your videos and it's like, it's so technical. Like I watched the Jenga cake and it's like, okay, to make it look like a Jenga, you have to do all these things. And it requires like a lot of thinking of like, okay, what color paint would I use? Like what mold? How do I get the mold? Like all of that. So is that also stolen or is it really just like the concept that is hard?
So I had never seen anyone make a Jenga cake before. Mm. I hesitate to be like, no one's ever made a hyper-realistic Jenga cake because maybe they have but I don't think they have. Mm. But so yeah, there's no rule book. Right. That's a great question. Like, what do you do? Like, there's no rule book on like how to make a shoe cake or a crock cake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of trial and error. So what I post on social media, and I'm actually thinking about like kind of revisiting how I present my tutorials or my like making up process. Cause what y'all see is like, here's a 1 minute time lapse. But I spend weeks or days at least testing, doing different textures, doing different sizing, doing different materials, right? And then I just show the hits. And I'm scared of like, I don't mean to get like too serious here, but like I'm scared of like these kids today who are like depressed and sad because they see everything on social media looking kind of like perfect and thinking, well, my life's not that way. And I just don't want to be another like cog in that wheel. So I think I want to be like,
I want to show the videos where
I'm like, truly, like, really, like, I have so many videos of failures and me screaming, fuck, you know, like, I do think that's kind of important. I think I might start making, like, here's how I failed on the crock cake. Here's how I failed on the Jenga.
Or, like, you could show your first attempt versus your last attempt.
I think that's really good.
Because you could really show, like, the.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes
practice.
A long time. Mm-hmm. And just, like.
Or the perfection,
But I do love going out and being like, okay, if I want to make that mug, like, what?
Do you go to a specialty cake store to, or like, is this just a lot of fondant? I don't even know.
Well, like, okay, I look at this thing, right? So there's a clear top, right? So that would have to be cast in like sugar. To make it look like sugar glass. And then the metal, right? That's tough because
we're looking at a
fondant
Yeti,
can't get shine, can't, fondant cup. Can't reflect. Mm. But you know what can? Stop me if this is boring.
No, I'm fascinated.
What can is chocolate. So like white chocolate dyed gray. With luster dust on top. Yeah. Luster dust is an edible shiny dust. Mm-hmm. That looks metallic.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So I made like the top of like a Le Creuset
pot.
And that's a metal handle. And I did that by casting it with chocolate and then dusting it. Or like a spoon. You know?
That's fascinating. Right. Wow.
And then you like just have like a cylindrical white for the other part.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what we're looking at. It
the
is
actual shape wouldn't be too difficult.
Yeti tumbler with kind of like a clear sippy top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot about the audio.
I know.
Listeners. Sorry, y'all.
So what was your first hyper-realistic cake you ever made?
I think.
That you were like, slam dunk. I done it.
I think it was E.T.
E.T. Whoa.
But I mean, it wasn't hyper-realistic because it was bad. It was more cartoony than hyper-realistic.
Okay. Wow.
But yeah, my friend was obsessed with E.T. And she's like, for my birthday, will you make me an E.T. cake? And I remember being like, how? Because I was used to making like barrel shaped cakes.
Yeah.
So I like carved. I put his little fondant blanket on over him.
Cute.
And it was not great, but it was like, I was hooked. I was like, I can't wait to get good at this.
That's amazing.
E.T. I swung big. That's like a weird first cake. Why didn't
That's a lot of detail.
Make like a box or something, you know, like a present
or an object. Yeah. And I feel like that's like a kind of a good like Halloween prop, but I don't think, have you used like anything as a prop before?
How do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like you could walk into the world with your ET, on Halloween. Well, I guess then do you worry about like spoilage and stuff like that?
No. So sugar is a great preservative. So cakes can last out for a long time. No, but you know what I love? Okay. I told this story I didn't tell the story anywhere.
Okay.
Brand new story, but I did tell you, Rachel. I did tell Rachel. I was going through TSA. Okay. So when I went home for the holidays, I was like, I'm going to trick my mom into thinking I ripped my ear off and eat it in front of her and get her reaction.
Stop.
So I made like a million of my ears.
A million?
I made like 10 in my ears.
Did you take photos of your ears or did you make a mold?
Like, that I molded. That
okay,
I molded.
Okay.
Yeah. That I molded.
Oh.
So I made these like out of something called modeling chocolate, which is basically clay but edible. So I'm going through TSA with a bin or like a box of ears.
Johnny, no.
Oh my God.
And they grab and they take my bag.
They're like, what are and these I'm human like, remains?
As soon as, you know, through TSA, when they like separate the bags that are good from the bags they have to like check, they take my backpack. I'm like, I forgot I had it or whatever. I was like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm like a serial killer. They're going to think I'm Jeffrey Dahmer. So they're going through my bag. They're looking. He pulls out the ears. I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, what am I? Should I just say, should I just like before he even looks inside, should I just be like, just so you know, those are like, and I didn't say anything. He opens it up. No big deal. I had a bottle of water in my bag.
Oh my God.
So he was picking out the water and I was like,
he didn't care about the ears.
Said nothing. I was like, okay, cool. Good to know. You can travel with ears.
Said some weird stuff.
Travel with ears.
Isn't that weird? I couldn't believe he didn't say it. I was kind of pissed. It actually hurt my feelings.
Things look different under the x-ray, you know?
I thought for a second that you were going to say that you like grabbed it and like ate them and showed them that, look, it's edible.
I should have. That would have been good.
Wait, was it in a box though? Or did you open the box?
It was in like a box, but it was like clear. It was like clear and there was some
Tupperware.
He opened it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. He was like, whatever.
He didn't care.
So how did your mom respond?
Okay, I forgot. I got home and I forgot to do it.
No, you
did it. But I still have them because they modeling chocolate lasts for a long time. So I have them and I'm going home soon. So TBD.
But they do. You're right. They really do last a long time. Sugar.
Yeah, it's like Tootsie. Now, modeling chocolate is like Tootsie Rolls. So you can have it for a year.
Oh, wow.
You know, they can sit on the shelf.
Wow.
Decades. Honestly.
I can't wait to see the end result.
From like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I want to see you guys. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you guys, I have a cake kit for people to make at home. And I was going to bring them today, but I couldn't get, I had to go to Pasadena.
That's such a good idea. How long was that? Like, what gave you the inspiration to kind of get that out into the world? Because I see such a positive response from it too. Like that's so, being able to just be given all the instructions and a step-by-step tutorial on how to make it is.
Yeah, because there's interest now and there's no unified like area to go. Like I was like piecing information together from different bakers online and like I didn't know what supplies to use. I didn't know what modeling chocolate versus fondant was. Right. There's certainly no like step-by-step tutorial.
Yeah.
Well, there were, but they're behind paywalls and like...
I feel like the learning curve for hyper-realistic cakes, like you can learn how to make a traditional cake pretty easily. You can walk down like the baker section in the grocery store, but hyper-realistic cake, it seems like... its own thing.
And maybe it should be inaccessible because like who cares, but actually like kids watch Is It Cake and I get all these requests like, are you teaching workshops, are you teaching classes? I'm like, no, that sounds too stressful. Like I don't want to teach and then I have to show up at a certain time, like I'm sleep through it. So I was like, we'll sell a kit so that anywhere in the world you can just like make one on your own and there's an in-depth tutorial
and they have worldwide shipping
we ship to Europe, Mexico, Canada, and throughout the U.S.
So we're
working on
more
expanding.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, it's been going well. And I'll give them to you guys because I want.
I don't know if you have any interest.
I want to do it. That sounds so fun.
You can trick your friends.
Yes.
Trick your friends.
You like, come over for breakfast. Oh, wait.
It's a
so
cake.
Stupid. I know it's stupid, but like, whatever.
But what? Like, what a delight, though, because you actually do have breakfast.
Are you going to make other kits?
Yeah,
other
we were ones? Just
Are
in a meeting.
Some, like, in progress?
Yesterday we were in a meeting. I would like to get your opinions on it. So I want to do a baseball cap.
Oh.
I don't know if that's like interesting to people. We're also thinking of, like, I did this cartoon cake. Mm-hmm. I've said cake 5,000 times today.
I'm sure you say cake a lot.
No. This is like excessive. And I'm like, now I want to ask you guys about your career.
Literally, it's literally your last name.
It's
Johnny Cakes.
Literally my legal last name. What was I saying? So we were thinking about baseball cap. I made this cartoon cake once and people like that. So I may do cartoon, but that's not really hyper realistic. So I don't know.
That's still fun though.
And then I want to do a burger.
Ooh, burger's fun. I feel like that's pretty universal too. Yeah.
Burger's universal.
To the US.
The problem is we
I
already
feel like
did.
The hat one is harder if you can't wear it. Can you like pretend to wear it?
You pretend to do anything.
Maybe we can like hollow out a little bit.
Yeah.
But you can't really wear it because then where would the cake
go?
You know?
Yeah.
Like or something else. If you have any ideas, let me know. What would you like to make out of cake? And it has to fit in a box and kids have to be able to do it.
Yeah, and it can't be branded.
Kind of kid focused,
and it can't be branded. Right. Although, well,
good collaboration options there.
Yeah, we might work with.
I want to make a Converse shoe. I don't know why.
Oh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
A shoe would be a good one.
Maybe just don't put the Converse logo on it.
Right. Or like, converse, you know,
yeah.
They
like,
yes.
Pick first.
I know.
Yes. How about a cat or like a puppy like or something?
Animal. I can't even do cats and puppies.
They're too hard.
So hard.
Yeah.
I don't do
there's
animals.
There's so much animals like, are too texture hard. And colors.
Do you want an animate object?
Yeah.
I think so. I know.
Enough.
A cat would be cute though.
Yeah, because I feel like people would love that.
They really would, wouldn't they? Yeah. They
could. How about like plants?
Plants,
like
plants
little succulent things.
I just made a cactus.
Those are popular too.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
cactuses okay. are fun.
And that's those are fun idea. For like parties because people can get them and make them, put them out on the table, and then like as like centerpieces. And then dessert comes and like, okay, what are we having for dessert? And like, it's right here.
Surprise!
I may steal this idea.
You can have these ideas.
No, like it's actually a plant is brilliant.
Yeah.
Writing this down. As if we're not recording.
Bidet.
That's it. Never mind. Stop
I've given
the
press. I've given you so many ideas.
I know
today,
you
Johnny.
Really have.
Mr. Ideas over here.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
I'm really interested in you calling yourself a failed actor. I want to so first, I just want to hear your thoughts on failure and how you approach it and how you like soothe that. Because for me, failure is very hard. Like I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
You're not good at failing.
I'm not good at failing. I'm like literally crushed afterwards.
Yeah.
So how long were you auditioning?
A while. I would like to get back into it. Mm-hmm. I think now I feel very much like more stable in my life that actually I could kind of, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I did it. So I studied it in college. I moved out here in 2013. So 10 years ago. And I was doing it up until I started baking, which was like 2018. A little while.
So 8 years.
Yeah.
That's a while to, and how did you sort of like, were there times where you're like, I want to quit?
Yeah. Because so much of it is like what I didn't realize.
Rejection.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Rejection's hard.
So much rejection. And so much rejections on things I didn't even care about.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are my feelings hurt over this thing I never would have ever thought that I wanted?
Right.
It was simply because like I remember being sad because I auditioned for this like Hasbro commercial and I was like a dad who was like holding a baby at his hip. And when they said in the audition, like hold the baby at your hip, I was like, what does that mean? Like I didn't know what holding a baby anyway.
I feel like that's a normal thing for many people that aren't
they don't
used
know how
to
hold babies.
Yeah. And I was like, then I didn't get I thought I was gonna get it. It was like I thought I was gonna get it. And then I didn't get it, and I was like, now I'm sad and I didn't even care about this to be like, it's not even something I cared about.
Yeah.
So now I'm so much happier because I get to make whatever I want.
Yeah. And you're good at it and you honed a skill that has taken time and you just like have a different perspective on
I appreciate that. But I think failure, I define failure as just like, I literally, every time I went home for Thanksgiving, like I had, can I see you in anything? It's like, no. Uncle Tim, you can't see me in anything still.
Yeah. And like periods where you're in like a transition phase or you're like trying to figure it out. I feel like those questions, even though they're coming from a place of like genuine, I don't know, trying to like make small talk sometimes, but like they hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So but now you get to be like, look at me. Look how successful I am.
Yeah. I'm not sure my uncles understand what I do, but
that's okay. As long as
you
feel good about it.
You just have to start punking them.
I really should. I should do more family stuff. I agree.
You should do the ear thing with them, you know?
I've got many ears. As long as TSA doesn't take them next time. Maybe I should put that in my checked luggage.
You should have left it there because you knew you were going to have to bring them back.
That's such a good point. Yeah.
You brought them back and forth.
I did bring them back and no, TSA didn't stop me. Yeah.
You serial killer.
So why didn't you quit?
Quit.
Acting.
So like, I basically did, I think. Like I stopped... When the cake stuff started taking off, I was like, great, I don't have time for other stuff. So I was like, I mean, I still have my agent and I still like, I don't really audition, but.
You just like show up on Netflix, you know?
No, but as me, right? So like now I can be me. I would love to host my own show. I think there's just other things I want to do more. And actually I have more fun like being me and interacting with people and doing that. So we'll see. We'll see. I think I would have to, this is like therapy. Wow, this is crazy. Why, like, what do I want? Like, what do I want?
Or I mean, for 7 years you didn't, you continued,
I see what you're
you know?
Saying.
But I am curious what you want.
Yeah. why don't I? Because I don't know. Because I was learning. I was not even enjoying it anymore. Like
I remember being like, ugh, like another thing that I'm going to get my hopes up over. And then, I don't know, do you guys have this with things? Like, it's like you don't even want to put yourself in a position where you can get bitten.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Or sometimes you put yourself in positions where you do want to get bitten. But like, that's, I was,
it seems like
that.
The process wasn't fun anymore. Like, I, you can still receive rejection and it be fine as long as like you're having fun doing it. Like, some people can kind of process that a little different. But if you're already dragging your feet and then also being told that you're not enough or whatever, that's not a fun experience for anyone.
I also think in life we continue to do stuff after we've decided we don't like it. And it's like, wait, why am I doing this? Life can be fun. Life can be joyous.
It's like inertia. It's like, well, I don't know what else to do.
And it's like the sunken cost fallacy. You're like, well, I've already spent this much time doing this, so I have to keep going.
That's it, I think. And also, the element of all the people who knew me when I was training, when I was moving to LA, when I was doing this, if I go home and say, I don't enjoy it anymore, they see it as, oh, you failed. You put your hands up in the air and you, you gave up. And there's pride in that. At least for me, I think there was. I still enjoy, like, my friends call it the Johnny Cake School of Acting, where like I'm on a TikTok and I look at a shoe and I give a big, it's like silent film acting where all the reactions are like way over the top. I'm sure my acting professors see it and are like, oh my God, who trained this kid?
But yeah, I think we forget like life can be fun and silly and stupid. And I think that's what like, like, is it cake? Yes, it's silly and stupid and dumb, whatever. We all get it. But we, but like, life's so goddamn hard. Like, is it the worst thing in the world that we're having fun and doing something stupid? I think, I think people look at it sort of as like a product of a brain dead society. But I'm like, well, we always have to be so serious.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, so Matt and Maggie, and then we can get on to lighter stuff. But I'm curious about you, you two. When was the last time you felt like you failed, and how do you approach it? How do you compartmentalize it?
The last time I failed,
I think I fail every day.
How did you feel today?
I just didn't get nearly as much done as I needed to get done today.
Well, you also
getting
spilled
here,
shit,
you
know? All over yourself.
Yeah, I literally spilled all over me on the way here today. You know. Because I feel like you, every day you like set out to do things and you have like an idea in your mind, right? And then as the day goes on, it just never works out like that. Ever.
I feel that for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my day was supposed to go so differently.
Yeah. And then like by the end of the week, I'm just like, oh, I really failed this week. I didn't get anything done that I needed to get done.
Wow.
Yeah. Productivity. You know? Productivity is your jam.
Yeah, I struggle with productivity too. I always have like a 37-point to-do list, and I feel like that's not sustainable because I just stare at my to-do list every day and I like will cross out like maybe a couple every day and I'm like, oh God. So I just like get into the habit of just like looking at my to-do list and I'm like, next. Disassociate too much.
Yeah.
But isn't it crazy? Think of all the things you do.
Yeah.
I know. I should put those on there and be
also,
like.
Also, especially you two, because like you have these multifaceted lives. You know, like that's really amazing.
So many faces.
I mean, are you serious? Like, do you feel like you've had multiple phases in your life?
Oh yeah, definitely. You do. I've had like three careers already. You know,
that's wild.
You have? You've had? Wait, list them out. You've had consulting. You've had
list them out. Before that, I used to work in the nonprofit sector. So yeah, so I worked in nonprofit, and then I did consulting.
Oh, and now you have three. Is this your favorite one?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
So how do you, so if you feel failure about like productivity, then what do you tell your, like, how do you remedy that? Soften the blow. So you don't just like feel failure all the time.
I feel like you have to give your space self to do nothing. I'm really bad at that. Like I'm someone that feels like I always have to like do stuff and get things done.
Yeah.
To feel good about it. So I feel like giving yourself space to do nothing, especially as you get older, I feel like you can't do as much as fast. And be on the go. You know? Not 20 anymore.
No, and thank God.
thank God.
Yeah.
I had really great ramen the other day, and they let it like, obviously it had cooked for like forever. Like the, it was the, so flavorful and steeped in flavor. And I was like, my 30s feel like this ramen. Like I feel like I steeped longer and I feel tastier even though I'm older.
Yeah. Whoa. You got a good chew.
That was good.
Yeah. And 20s are like cup noodle. It's like
20s are cup noodle that you didn't even wait the full 2 minutes for. You were too hungry.
Oh, no. You're still in the styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
You're not even like in a nice little bowl. Yeah.
So did Netflix call you to be on Is It Cake? Like, how
Netflix
was that?
Netflix called me. They called me.
Wow.
They did. I had
manifested it.
The weird thing
they
is
cast you via TikTok?
No. Well, maybe. They. Yeah. I don't know exactly where. So, okay, let's see. Pandemic, March of 2021. I got the call for, or sorry, pandemic, March of 2020. I got the call for Is It Cake, March of 2021.
Gotcha. Wow.
So I had only been making hyper-realistic cakes for a year. So I was totally ill-prepared for this show. Like, I was not ready, but I had one cake that was like a bagel and lox that people saw and I guess liked.
Yum.
It wasn't even that hyper. It wasn't very good. I don't know what they were thinking. But they called. The whole cast.
They're like, we want your bagel and lox.
They did. They said, we saw your cake and like, there's this new show.
Yeah.
And we went and filmed and I'm so glad there was no pressure because the show didn't exist. We thought it was going to be a failure. We didn't think it was going to be a failure. We thought it was fun. And it was like, I think people will like this show, but like, you know, baking shows like don't take it. Baking shows are on like in the doctor's office.
But I saw it trending forever.
It like popped off and the producers emailed us and were like, just so y'all know, this was not what we expected. Like, it was number one for like a week or so.
Wow.
It was crazy. We beat Ryan Reynolds' movie. And everyone was like, yeah, fuck Ryan Reynolds. And I was like, no, fuck Ryan. Like let's fuck
we
Ryan
did
Reynolds.
It. Yeah.
Do you have any celebrities who follow you now? Because you have quite the following.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
These two. No.
You're like, yeah, Rihanna.
No, not Rihanna, but I will say the coolest thing was Whoopi Goldberg's assistant reached out and was like, hey, like Whoopi's a big fan. She wants you to make a cake for her daughter's birthday. So I did. And that was really fun.
What was it?
It was a Scrabble board, like a wooden Scrabble board. It was really fun. And Zooey Deschanel reached out recently and was like, my daughter and I watch your videos before she goes to bed.
Oh,
like, okay.
That's so cute.
I just dropped names, but I was asked, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let the record show.
They watch you.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That was exciting.
Yeah. It is very soothing. Your videos are very soothing. So I could see you watching it before you go to sleep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm soothing?
Yeah.
Okay, we have different definitions of what soothing.
I sort of think that might be a Gen Z like soothing, though. Because it's light, it's funny. It's like, I messed this up. Da, 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 and it's cooking. Like, you know.
And watching things being like piping, I think is mesmerizing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So have you ever thought of doing a Johnny Cakes like masterclass?
Ooh.
Like your own Johnny Cakes University, GCU.
I just feel like here's the thing, like I get so off topic and like me trying to teach
I think that's
someone's
the charm
hard.
About you but that's, though.
Thank you. And
but that's the magic of editing.
That's
it's
too.
True, but like it's not like in person. It's all like
it's a good point. When we were doing the videos. When we were doing the tutorial for the cake kit, I like had to stay on topic because they had to complete this cake. Whereas like when I make a YouTube video, it's like, we're making a Jenga cake, but then I'm off here doing this and I'm on, you know, Tinder doing this. And like, there was a cake we were supposed to
make. There's a reason why Try Guys like will cast you in like so many things because you're just so fun to watch. Like there's been so many edits where I'm just like crying laughing because it's just Johnny. And I'm like,
the editing here is top notch though. Like they make me and everybody.
And the talent,
hello. Well, but you know that feeling of watching the Try Guys videos. It's like, I was there in real life. Like, it was not that funny in real life.
The editors are really extraordinary here.
I think that
they're the... Yeah. They're half the talent, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe a masterclass one day. Maybe once I can, like...
I see it in your future.
Thanks.
I see it.
Divining it for you.
Okay, thank you. I'll take that.
Divining it.
I'll take that.
So, what has been your favorite Try Guys video you've been in?
Oh, great question.
Because you've been in, like, quite a few.
I feel like this is like my second home now. It's crazy. I'm like,
we'll adopt you.
Thank you.
You're adopted.
You.
You're adopted.
Skydiving.
I was gonna say, was it skydiving?
Going to preschool for a day was really fun.
Preschool was adorable.
Mm-hmm. And then the cooking videos, you know, what was really fun is doing phoning it in with your man.
Oh, with Eugene.
With your man.
He was, that was a wild day.
He's out of control.
He's a little rule breaker.
Yeah, he's out of control.
I thought Zach was bad. Then Eugene's like, no, I'm going to do chaos. Chaos. That was really fun. Phoning it in is always really fun because like I'm competing, but I have so little control. So all the phoning it in is fun. And then I'm just listing every video.
What's it like to be on set here? Like just like for somebody who's never been on set.
So you know what I say when people ask, whenever people ask, I say, it really is like as it happened. Like you come here and you just get to like be yourself and they encourage you to be yourself. Mm-hmm. And then that is what plays. And it's really fun. Like I've just worked with a lot of people who it's like, it's different on camera than it is off camera.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. And I don't feel that way. I feel like it's exactly correct.
So were you scared to go skydiving though? I was like, I am not going. Eugene asked me and I was like, I'm not going.
You're not skydiving. Doing that.
I'm not doing that.
I was scared. I was scared, not as scared as I thought I would be. You know what? Have you been?
I've never been.
No, I'm never going.
Like, I'm not going.
I'm not.
I went
going.
And held my roommates like bags in college from the ground because I was so scared.
And when you were there, you didn't for a moment think like, oh, I got to get on.
I did, but it was already paid for and I was a broke college student. So I was like, okay, I'll do it next time, guys.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But I've always been intrigued. And the concept of the video that you guys did where they broke a world record was, I feel like that added to the magic of it.
Well, next time they do it.
We got to go.
Because they did it. They did it with moms. They did it with us. Cool. And now
Maggie goes skydiving. Maggie.
The feeling of your body, you know, our body protects us. Like we have defense mechanisms and stuff.
And then that's how you just fainted and fell.
Well, no, you would think. I thought I was going to pass out actually.
Yeah.
But the feeling of, I remember looking out, Zach jumped out, okay, with his person. And I was like, oh no, I'm not, my body isn't supposed to do this.
It's like recoiling. Yeah.
But I was strapped to somebody, so I had no choice. But if I was on my own, there's no way I would have done it.
Yeah. Right.
But it was happening. So, oh God, it's so magical.
You do it again.
In a second.
Really?
Yeah.
All the endorphins.
Wow.
Once you get to the umbrella part, it's fun. Or is it fun to plummet?
That's what I thought it would be, because my big fear about skydiving actually was that the parachute wouldn't deploy.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is that it's not like a complicated mechanics.
Okay.
Like if you hit the button or whatever they're doing, I don't know, like Jeopardy button.
Yeah.
If you hit the button and it doesn't go off, it's a backpack that you can rip open. Oh. It's like rip away pants, but a backpack. Yeah. So you can open it.
Oh,
so
what if the parachute rips?
Well, I'm glad I didn't think about that before I jumped because that is scary.
I never thought about that either.
The thing that that hurts most people is the land. Yeah. Like I've known people who've broken their backs, their ankles, that kind of
their
stuff.
Their backs. Oh my God.
Yeah. So we met someone. I don't know if that made the cut in the video.
I don't think it did.
No, this woman broke her back and that was, that sucks.
Yeah. Wait, but like on the day?
No. Okay. It was somebody who was there who came back to skydiving.
Wow.
After she had broken back. She's like, yep, on the land.
Face her fear of landing again or what?
She just loved it so much.
She, I guess. She loved it and she didn't really care.
She didn't care. She's ready to break it again.
Your little tailbone too. Because you sometimes will land like seated, right? Boom. I still remember that scene in The Bachelor.
Can, and that can...
That can
they should have you land.
Would you do like the cliff diving? What do they call it when you're like...
No.
Hang gliding.
No.
Hang gliding.
No.
You wouldn't do hang... But you would do... I would do hang gliding before I would do...
You would?
Yeah.
Have you been ziplining?
Yeah, I like ziplining.
I want to do ziplining.
Ziplining's fun.
I don't know. Depends on like how intense I have to fall. Because I've been on ziplines where it's like, it's like very taut. So you're not really falling. But I've been on ones that you just like fall. Like,
where are you doing all these ziplining?
I did one in Mexico.
I've done one
camping. Not for my wedding. It was before.
She ziplined in on her dress.
Yeah. Down the aisle. Imagine.
Wait, that's great. I'm stealing that idea too.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
That'd be
not.
So good.
Dad. Yeah. I like them when they're like nice and taut.
Uh-huh.
Because I hate falling.
So in terms of drama, do you have any drama? Are you dating someone? Are you hooking up with someone? Yeah. What's the point?
He's asking the good question.
You always say that you're perpetually single.
I know.
Okay, well, I will say.
So you're not perpetually single.
Oh my God. No. It's not that good.
We need to go back to preschool.
A lot of people sliding into your DMs.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we have, okay, that's not what I was going to say.
I'm sure.
So we did a video where we tried makeup for a week. So yes. Zach was doing it, yep. As you know, and Jimmy was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so the whole thing was like, what do you have going on this week that like you're going to show up in a face of makeup for? Right. And I was like, weirdly, I'm meeting up with my ex who's in town for a month and a half.
Oh my gosh. Mm.
So I met up with him. I had makeup and he was like, he didn't even really notice. I was like, ugh, should have gone bigger and better.
The approach that I know Zach would put it on and I'd look at him. I'm like, something's
I wanted different. Like, you know how Eugene can rock like
eye makeup it's beautifully and shadow.
I wanted that.
Yeah.
But I quit and whatever.
Was it on natural?
You just needed some like rhinestones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was supposed to be natural. I didn't think I looked natural, but whatever. So anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, yeah, I have a former flame who's been here for a month and a half.
Oh.
So.
And he wanted
so
to meet up.
It's been flaming. That's what you're trying to say.
So it's, well, he's like somebody, actually a BuzzFeed person.
Oh.
BuzzFeed.
Wow. Did you work at BuzzFeed?
No, but he did, so I know all the BuzzFeed gays.
By association.
You know the BuzzFeed gays. Mm-hmm. So I've been like hanging out with him a little. We'll see. You know, have you guys ever gotten back together with an ex?
No.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah. In college, there was one that would just linger. Yeah.
Linger.
There was one that just linger. And I was like, no.
Simmer.
This is always a bad idea.
Yeah,
maybe
thank
not.
You.
Maybe.
I was like, this is looking really good for you. This is looking
I mean,
really
different
you.
Experience. Different experience. Yeah.
No, and I'm friends with a bunch of my exes.
Like
I don't
talking
know if that's
to,
as
like
common
talk to them?
In straight world, but maybe it's not common in gay world either.
Yeah.
You feel like it's common?
Yeah, I feel like it's more common.
I feel like it's more common.
Yeah, I'm friends with a bunch.
I don't think I talked to any of them.
Yeah, I talked to most of them.
Wow.
Not that
do
there's
you
like
wanna,
a ton.
Like, do you still want to hook up with them?
Well. Well,
rainy.
Not most.
Not most, but one or two.
Not even two. But there's one.
Just there's half one. Of one.
There's one. There's one. He's here for a limited amount of time.
Manifesting your perfect partner.
Oh, okay.
What's on the list?
I don't want someone involved in this.
The
entertainment.
Yeah.
I don't think. I'm not gonna like see like you're perfect because you are involved, but you also have a different.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you know what I mean.
That like, is so kind.
And it's not your only thing going on.
Yeah.
And if it was, that'd be fine too. But I want to go home at the end of the day and talk about something else.
Yeah.
Don't feel that way.
I get that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Too much of one thing, mm-hmm. And it's important to have like even if you work if you end up finding someone who does work in production, having your own separate things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is important.
Yes. You know. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know some couples who don't have separate things.
I just can't.
I feel like maybe your future might be a competitor.
Ooh.
Like when if there's another.
Oh, another hyper-realistic cake baker. That would be wild. I don't know if I can handle that.
And then you hate each other so much, but then.
But it's like.
Yeah. It's like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Enemies to lovers. Yeah.
And then you open up in your own shop at the very end.
Oh,
small town.
That's cute. That's a Hallmark movie. You are really good with these ideas. I'm stealing all them.
Matt's gonna be your manager next. He's coming for you. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I want to date someone older.
Oh.
Silver like Fox.
So like 70 plus.
No.
Some salt and pepper.
No, but a little salt and pepper.
Yeah.
People are like, I don't know.
For aesthetic reasons or for because you want an older?
I just feel like such a chaotic mess that I need like someone to like.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play tennis now.
You're like, I can't.
We're
going
to play tennis.
Yes, thanks. Exactly. I need someone to encourage me to go to the tennis courts.
Yeah.
Go play golf.
Yeah, exactly. This big, salt and pepper.
Are you partnered?
No, definitely
not. Do you
not.
Look for certain things?
She's looking on Raya.
I'm trying to get on Raya, but to no avail.
Hashtag get rainy on Raya.
You can get on Raya.
You'd think. Desiree, there's two people in our office who are on Raya, not me.
I heard it's not all sunshines and rainbows over there.
I've heard it's, you know, but. No, but I think funny is really big. And I think.
Funny's important.
Funny's big.
I don't know.
Funny's big.
Probably like smart.
Oh. Funny and smart.
Yeah.
Great. Oh. That
what do you
like
think,
a,
Matt?
Oh, funny and smart. That's it. Those are the only two things.
What was on your list?
I feel like I like ambitious, like driven, you know, how to also be like self-sustainable. You don't want to like babysit people.
Yeah.
No.
You know?
I don't want to date him.
Have like their own friends. Child.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maggie, what about you? What was your list before you met Zach?
Funny was up there for sure.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
anybody who's funny is so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone who's passionate about anything and everything they're doing. Yeah. I love like listening to people talk about whatever they're interested in. And Zach has like so many little interests.
Zach has so many. Yeah. And loves to talk. Like he, you get him talking about YouTube or like where the channel is going.
Mm-hmm.
He's really,
And he was like very emotionally available, which
huge. I mean, it's
pretty
sort of
uncommon in hetero couples.
What does that mean? I know that's such a bad question, but what does that mean? Like, how do you describe that emotional availability?
I feel like when I was dating other people in the past, like anytime you would bring up, I don't know, your past traumas or anything like that, people would like, or like where this relationship was going, like very big.
They'd shut down.
They'd shut down. We're not good at like vocalizing how they're feeling. I remember like one of our first arguments, Zach was like, you know, let's talk about this. This is how I'm feeling. And from before we would just kind of not talk about things, sweep it under the rug, keep going, never kind of problem solve.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not wanting to be, not wanting to like be there when you're having some emotional like issue. They're like, I don't like, that's too much. That's your problem.
Your thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like, you deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You found the right guy.
Yeah. I always tell his mom, I was like, I don't know if just like him going to therapy at such a young age, like is the reason he is the way he is. Maybe it's just a little bit, but maybe he's just.
I'm sure it really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wired his brain like at a very young age. You're like, this is how we talk about things. This is healthy. Yeah.
Right.
It's okay not to have like shame.
That's so uncommon too. I feel like men don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Going back to BuzzFeed in like LA, what was, I mean, there's a lot of, like for people who are thinking about moving out to LA, what would you say about it?
Wait, where did you move from? Where are you from?
Michigan.
Oh, you're from Michigan. I'm from Syracuse, upstate New York.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you come here?
Because I had to get far away from upstate New York.
There we go. There we go. As far as you could in the continental United States.
Literally. Where are
you
from? Orange County.
Okay.
You still from right down the road.
Right down the road. I've never left.
LA. You know, my advice for people in LA or moving to LA is that, oddly enough, a lot of times hot people have really bad breath. And that's been shocking.
That's your hot LA tip.
Yep. Because you know when you're a kid, you see hot people and you're like, oh, I want to move to LA. They live these fabulous lives. And then you meet them in real life. You're like, your breath stinks. That's crazy.
Breath mint.
That's not weird.
Good. That's such a good tidbit to that.
You know, the
it's also like you're like really, you must be getting really close to people who people smell all their breath.
No, but you know.
It's like random. It's like that bad.
It's just the bubble that on 30 Rock, the hot person bubble, like John Hamm didn't know he was like an idiot because his whole life he was hot. So people treated him like he was brilliant, but he was like a moron and like things like that. Like I think hot people don't know that about themselves. So that's my big takeaway. Move to LA, but careful.
Careful of the breath.
It's not going to be as fun to kiss somebody as you think.
I tweeted that once and everyone agreed. People were like, yep, totally. Yep. Yep.
And everyone has a different brand, you know? I know what my best friend, one of my best friend's breaths, when she's stinky breath, she has a brand. She has a brand.
It has a particular.
That's the worst answer I could possibly have given to that question. I don't know what the question was. Michigan, people in Michigan smell better, okay?
Really?
No. That's a, would be insane.
How was moving away from home?
It was good. I like to live here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
your
I like
mom,
Michigan.
She's still in Michigan.
My mom's in Michigan and she
is so cute. Zach sent me her like a compilation TikTok.
Oh, hi gay fans.
Yeah.
Hi gay fans.
So cute. She's so cute.
My mom thinks she's famous.
She is famous.
Well,
why would you say that?
I was saying actually on the, this macaron video we did, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy because she thought because two of my friends liked her videos on social media. Oh, so she would make videos to her gay fans.
Well, she was right. Plural, too.
Well, exactly. But then I took all those videos were like for like five people. Hi, gay fans. And she'd start them that way and then be like, I'm at the Pride March or I'm at, you know, whatever.
Aw, so cute.
And so I compiled all the like intros that were like, hi, my gay fans. And then I posted it to TikTok and it was like one of my first viral videos and people were like duetting the video. But the fun thing for her was that these like
a couple of, like, girls dressed up as her for Halloween one year.
Oh, and my she was like, gosh.
That's it. I'm famous.
That's so cute.
Like, that's you're so not good. Famous. You're crazy.
She needs her own TikTok.
But she's a lawyer. And, like, she has been, like, recognized at work in the courtroom.
My God.
I'm a gay fan. That's so Isn't that wild?
Wow.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
She thinks she's all that now. TikTok got to her head.
How do you feel about being, like, recognized, kind of, like, famous?
Okay, not famous. Let's not use the word famous. But it is fun because now so many kids watched Is It Cake that, like, that, like, you know, it's sweet. Like, it's very sweet. Did anybody see the preschool video? It's okay if you didn't.
I love that video.
Augie. Do you remember Augie, little...
The guy who just went and grabbed your hand.
Yes, my best friend.
He's so
my best
cute.
Friend.
His mom emailed me today, just on the way here.
Oh.
I'm invited to his fifth birthday party.
Oh.
I cannot go. It's this Sunday and I can't go and I'm so sad.
That's sad.
But like Augie.
I can't believe he probably thought of you and was like, Mom, can you invite Johnny?
Yep. And he told his mom he won't watch season 2 of Is It Cake because I'm not on it. And I was like, that's right, Augie.
Right to Netflix.
Right into Netflix, Augie, wow. You 5-year-old.
Augie's parents. Are doing incredible work.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Augie's parents are like, I wrote that back in the email. I was like, just so you know, you're raising like an amazing young human being.
He's
like, he saw that I felt excluded, which like I was kidding. I didn't feel excluded. I don't need like 5-year-olds to make me like validate me.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and said, I will be your friend. Like it was the
From a 5-year-old.
For a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
To know to have that That's emotional so intelligence. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like when kids watch the show, like that's, it's so sweet. I think it's, I have the stupidest, most fun job in the world. And the fact that like anyone cares about a shoe that, or a cake that looks like a shoe, like I'm so grateful for.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They shouldn't care actually.
Well,
but they do.
Yeah. Stop watching my videos. Now I'm destroying a whole generation of young
Absolutely
kids.
Absolutely not.
No, it's art. It really is like, it's an artistry.
Yeah. You're right. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Johnny, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me all over the internet.
All over.
I just will not stop bugging you people at the Johnny Cakes.
Yes.
The Johnny Cakes.
And you can
Because I couldn't
buy,
get Johnny Cakes.
You can buy his...
Some guy in Wisconsin.
His cereal hyper-realistic cake kit at...
TheJohnnyCakes.com.
Perfect.
Thanks for plugging it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on, taking your time out of your busy schedule to come chat with us. I don't know why this has taken so long.
I know.
I'm so happy to be here. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yes, come back anytime. So
yeah, we'll have you back for sure.
Yeah. So everyone, continue to wash your hands, be kind to people, be kind to yourself. Keep wearing your mask in crowded situations. What else?
Tip
vote.
Your servers.
Register to vote in your county, state.
Register to vote everywhere you can.
Everywhere you can.
Truly.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.